With only 2 days left in Georgia's 2014 legislative session, Georgia Agribusiness Council's Brian Toler says agriculture scored a big win during week nine.
The ag community really rallied, getting phone calls and emails in to members of the Georgia General Assembly, asking them to support Senate Bill 213. And what that bill will do is it's going to help protect the area of the lower Flint, down around Bainbridge in that region. Whenever we have low flows, we have a system now in place that allows the state to better manage those resources and also protect the private property rights of farmers. It's a real good bill for us. It'll keep our farmers out of the courtroom and keep them on their farm.
That bill, along with one stiffening the penalties to those who steal timber during a harvest, are both awaiting the governor's signature. As for the changes proposed to the GATE program,
it's in its final stages. There's no question that it will finish the session. It looks like it's on track to help do exactly what we plan for it to do, to tighten the definitions, make sure that the program works for farmers and doesn't allow people outside agriculture to utilize the program.
The session is expected to wrap up Thursday, March 20th. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.